This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go, Ducks!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And I'm happy to say Aaron and Technical Excellence gave me a good correction. The Ducks have actually won six in a row. So this is, as I said before, getting exciting. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to have you out there joining us. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, as we all know, there were a lot of adjustments we had to make last year. And one of the events, unfortunately, that had to go on hiatus last year, one I always enjoy because it's a lot of creativity, but also benefits a good cause, is Canstruction Long Beach. Fortunately, they were able to return with all of their bravado this year. And it is a pleasure to welcome back to the SoCal Restaurant Show, the organizer, Terry Henry. Terry, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for your continued support of this wonderful event.
Terry, again, I really get a kick out of it. For our listeners that might not remember, because we did have to take a year off last year, give us the how, what, why, and where, because it is really fun. And the good news is our listening audience still has a chance to get in on this and also be able to support Food Finders, which is an incredibly worthy cause. So please fill us in.
Canstruction Long Beach, this was our seventh annual event, if you don't count last year. It's a fun, friendly competition where teams of architects and engineers are challenged to design and build a 10 by 10 by 10 foot structure out of canned goods. Typically under a theme. This year's theme was Don't Let Hunger Drag On. See what I did there? And they are on display for 10 days, and then they are disassembled after those 10 days, and all the cans are donated to Food Finders, which is a local food rescue organization in Los Alamitos, and those are then distributed to struggling families, especially during the holiday season.
And we should mention, Terry, that Food Finders has been around for quite a while. They do great work. You know, a lot of volunteers are involved in that effort, and they make every dollar count. This is a cause I've been monitoring for a number of years. And for those of us that are in the hospitality industry, Terry, which is really what your background is too, there's really nothing more important to us than making sure hungry people are fed. So it is really a very, very worthy cause and just kind of a fun way of reminding people about that and getting people involved. And in terms of your theme this year, we need to mention that Drag On is spelled D-R-A-G hyphen O-N, because the idea was, I think, that the participating engineering firms, they could depict mythical creatures in whatever way fancied them. So, Terry, before we get into the specific structures, the public can still view these three installations through tomorrow, mention where they are, but also they have the ability to vote for a fan favorite in a special way that helps Food Finders.
Yeah, the three structures are at Trademark Brewing, which is at 233 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach, and the public is invited to bring additional cans. There's a bin placed next to each of the structures, so the public can bring additional cans and vote on their favorites. And then this will result in a People's Choice Award at the end of the event.
Now, Terry, everybody loves awards. In addition to the People's Choice Awards, tell us what other awards are available to bestowed on all the engineering and design firms that participated in Canstruction Long Beach 2021.
There is structural integrity, best use of labels, best meal, largest number of cans, what am I forgetting? I think that's it. And then plus the People's Choice Award.
I would say there's a lot of opportunity there, Terry. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of this being the seventh year, how did you feel, what was your evaluation of the level of creativity this year? Because, again, being able to depict mythical creatures in cans definitely, I think, gets the creative juices flowing for the engineering firms, as I think happened this year.
Honestly, I think this was one of the more challenging themes. We had a three-headed underwater hydra from Precision Property Instruments. We had a troll under a bridge from WSP Engineering, and we had a Krakus, which is they renamed a crack can from Tuscher Engineering.
And again, all of these, Terry, are, you know, visually stunning. We have some pictures that are posted on our social media, but I encourage anybody that is in the greater Long Beach area to stop by Trademark Brewing either today or tomorrow and get a look. And I also encourage you to bring some canned goods to add to the collection because, Terry, as I know you'll agree, every can counts.
You bet. I mean, this event should result in about 10,000 cans, which equates to about 8,300 meals for those dealing with food insecurity. So it's going to be a great kickoff to the Food Finders Holiday Food Drive.
That's what we like to hear. Now, Terry, give us a little idea in terms of the engineering and design firms that are involved in Canstruction Long Beach. What goes into preparing an installation? Because this is hundreds of hours and a lot of planning. You know, give us a little bit about what goes on behind the curtain before you see these finished installations.
Yeah, I mean, this takes months. I mean, first coming up with the idea, I guess giving them a theme kind of, you know, helps get those creative juices flowing. But coming up with the idea, then the design, and then I'm not in this field, but I guess they have to put everything into computer programs, AutoCADs to figure out how many cans they're going to need and what color labels and, you know, to really make these structures come to life. It's a big production. It's a big deal for these firms, and they're taking time out of their, you know, their busy schedules too to do this, and they recognize it's a great cause as well.
No, you know, really exciting to get them involved. And I understand in, you know, researching part of this, that typically what these firms do is they have design competitions within their own firms. So their teams within the firms, they have them submit ideas and designs, and then there is a design within the firm that's selected, and then that's the build. So, you know, you love the team spirit there at a lot of different levels.
It's a great team building, you know, exercise too, and a lot less expensive than a ropes course. So, but you're right, and this kind of gives, you know, those up-and-coming engineers and architects a chance to really kind of, you know, shine too, and you know, show their firms what they can do.
Now, a very community-minded husband and wife business enterprise, which is Trademark Brewing. It is family-owned, and it is a husband and wife entrepreneur in a very big space there at 233 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach with a lot of available street parking. Tell us a little bit about them, because when you stop by to be able to look at the installations, for the craft beer enthusiasts out there, they really have a very impressive selection of a lot of great styles of craft beer. And this has been quite a success story in the 3 years that they've been around. So tease our audience a little bit, Terry, if you will, about Trademark Brewing.
It's a great space. It's an unbelievable space. As you saw, the owners, Sterling and Alana Stefan, are awesome and really, you know, came in at the last minute to host this event. So I can't thank them enough for that. And I don't know how many beers were on tap there, Andy? 20, 25, something like that?
Easily. And again, you know, all house brewed. And what's fun, Terry, that we want to mention to our audience, and believe me, we will have Trademark Brewing on the show before the end of the year. Their brewmaster is a woman, which is unusual in that field, but becoming more common. So, you know, you just love to see that.
Yeah, I have not met her. I know the owners, but I have not met the brewmaster as yet. But she's doing a heck of a job.
I would say she is. And, you know, what's nice is in terms of their success thus far, in addition to all of their styles being available at the brewery, and you can get them in cans, and you can get them in crowlers, and you can get them in growlers. Mm-hmm. But they also have a very big growing wholesale business, and they're on taps in restaurants and other establishments really all over the greater LA area right now, which, again, for a young business, is very impressive, but I think the quality of the craft beers speaks for themselves, and just the enthusiasm that both the owners have for the enterprise. Kind of a cute story about how they met, but we will save that until we have them on the air. But you can be sure that craft beer was the underlying theme. Terry, as we need to say goodbye one more time about where the 3 Construction Long Beach 2021 installations can be viewed and what the viewing hours are.
Trademark Brewing, 233 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach. They're open from noon to 11 today and noon to 9 p.m. tomorrow, and that's your final chance. We're already planning for Construction 2022, so feel free to visit canstructionlongbeach.org for more information there. So that will be next fall, 2022, and you know, the planning starts all over again.
Well, again, Terry, congratulations on pulling this off in a very difficult transition year. I think you and the various engineering firms all should be proud of the result. And, of course, we're looking forward to 2022, but we'll be talking before then because you are involved in a lot of events that support nonprofits, and we like to support that. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, Descanso in Costa Mesa celebrating their 3rd anniversary. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.